Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 628. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
You know, the best thing about the new Zelda trailer is that if you watch it too many times, it doesn't break.
Wow.
Earl's here.
I was going to say, I'm happy that we're here this week and there's just video game news. I don't think the world was that crazy this week. I mean, except for that whole thing in Tennessee. I don't really know what came from that. That is like the biggest self-owned in quite some time, I think.
And you've got all of the white guys in the Tennessee legislature who are like, wait, are we racist?
How dare they call us racist?
Nobody's gonna How dare we do something obviously racist and be called racist? How dare that happen?
That is just a sham. They are pure white bread supremacists. Thank you very much.
And Jeff is here as well.
Dude, I was going to say something funny, but I totally forgot.
That was funny.
Well, I mean, we did bring up Tennessee. It brings the mood down a little bit.
I mean, to be fair, they all got back in, so it was really...
did they put Pearson back in?
Yeah,
they got both of them back in. Was that today? I think that was today.
He got voted in yesterday. I think he got put back in today. But yeah, that was
so
just
stupid.
Yeah. I mean, all they did was take what was I won't say minor protest, but local protest, and make it national news and get coverage everywhere. And everything they did didn't work.
Yes.
So,
and they just drew attention to themselves.
And it was never going to work because they didn't do anything like nothing. All they did was maybe break some decorum rules. They didn't do anything to hurt, you know, there's no crime, there's no unethical behavior. They used a bullhorn on the floor.
Especially when it comes out that, like, one of those dudes, like, there have been people accused of, like, sexual assault who they have, you know, like, it was just a mistake. And, like, these people, yeah, I don't know. I never get our systems. Like, everything's just on a handshake and whatever. But, yes, there is happier news to talk about this week as well.
Yeah. Like, Golem has gone gold.
Yes.
Yes.
The best game coming out in May, bar none.
The best game coming
out.
It's
all over.
Based off of Lord of the Rings property.
I'm not sure that's true.
I mean, as long as there's no other game.
In May.
In May of 2023.
There we go. Yes, that's correct. I am so befuddled because, I mean, we still don't know anything about this actual game.
No.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be like one of those awesome games that everyone should experience but nobody plays because they just can't bring themselves to play a fucking game about Golem.
Wait, what?
It's going to be like one of those like niche classic, oh, we love this game, you really got to play it, but nobody will want to play it because it's about Golem.
I don't think so. Have you seen this game, Tony?
Nobody's seen this game. Nobody knows anything about it. I wish it's as good as it can possibly be. The best game about Golem you could expect. But, like, does anyone want to live the Golem experience? Like,
that should be the tag.
His life sucks. Let me be that. Let me be insane and cursed and beaten up and thrown into a volcano. Like, sure, sign me up.
Such a weird concept for a game. Such a weird character to choose as your protagonist. And then to, like, dump it out next to the Rubber Duck Wave Race game.
Yeah, it's the big game of May. But, I mean, before we get to the other news, I guess we should talk about the other announcement from Warner Brothers. That one of their games may or may not be making it this year. And by may or may not, I mean, it is
definitely not making it now. It is gone. Goodbye.
Yeah, and so Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. Who knew you killed the Justice League by putting them in this game? But that was, because I think the last we heard about it, it was indefinitely delayed into later this year. And yes, they came out today and said that it's now coming out in February of 2024, which we will, you know, still wait and see on that as well. But yeah.
I can't, like, I mean, that was a game that was supposed to be out. It was supposed to be out in May or June, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, if Call of Duty Spade is Spade, it was supposed to be out at the end of last year.
Right.
Like, I think it was out at the end of 2021, actually. But yeah.
Just like the response to that long trailer that was with that Sony did was so bad that it has now been pushed an entire year. That's nuts. Also, still, I mean, nothing in that trailer originally made me want to play it. So maybe they'll. I don't know how you refix. I don't know how you fix all of the issues that people have with it in a year, but.
I mean, you have all the assets. I mean, you just start, like, reconfiguring. I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think, like, maybe you strip out all of that. Like, the weird thing about it, and this was also what was weird about Avengers, right, is that, like, they're loot games. But
yes, but they're not loot games, and that's the problem.
Right. Like, you don't... They're characters that look a certain way. Like, they're supposed to look a certain way. You're not picking up random pieces of armor and weaponry. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, even then, I could see you could do some stuff with that. You could have, but the problem is like they gave everybody the same guns. It's not even like, oh, here's like Harley Quinn and you get different types of mallets. Here's like Captain Boomerang and you get like different, you know, elemental boomerangs or something like that. It's like, no, here's an AK-47 for Harley. Here's an AK-47 for Boomerang. An AK-47 for King Shark. It's like, that's not, there's nothing compelling about that. That's just the same characters. There's nothing unique about any of them.
Right. Why can't I take King Shark's AK-47 and give it to Harley because it's higher level?
Like, oh, no. Like, why does he need one at all? Yeah. That's what I'm like. They should have been very specific for classes instead of being like, oh, we all are going to kind of play the same.
So I think that's it for Warner Brothers. I think. But yeah, so we've been skirting around it, but the Zelda trailer. Final Zelda trailer came out.
It broke.
Nobody.
I don't know. It looked cool, I guess.
Yeah, it got me real hyped. Earl?
Oh, I'm all for it. I thought it was glorious. It was, yeah, it was a fantastic controller. So yeah, kudos to them for that.
Lots of, like, you know, 1 or 2 second shots of something like really weird or cool or interesting. You're just like, what is that? Like, here's some fucking lasers or, you know.
The one that caught me was the, like Link is on some sort of, like, tank-looking thing.
Robot thing.
Yeah.
It was like, is this, like, some nuts and bolts type nonsense?
Yeah, I think it was something he built.
That was announced in the previous Direct, like, that whole...
You can tack stuff on, yeah.
It definitely looks built. But it looked like it was something you were, like, supposed to do for a mission, you know, like he's rolling up on. I mean, maybe it's not, maybe it's just completely, like, you know,
like I imagine it, I'm assuming it's hoping it's like Breath of the Wild and like some of that stuff would be just stuff that he's gonna end up doing. You're gonna end up doing because, like, oh, you could take them out by maybe grapple up to them or like there's other ways to take it, but it's like there's also a proper way to do it,
right?
Yeah, so that was cool. Does it look like there's at least some proper dungeons there?
It looked like it, glimpses of them.
Yeah. Some boss encounters we saw. A very wide and vast world. Some of the side characters from Breath of the Wild are back as, it's like, not playable, but like sidekick characters for certain areas. So yeah, they've crammed in a lot in that 4 minutes. It was a lot more fascinating in that 4 minutes and that 15-minute thing they did last month.
Yeah, Yeah, there was like a shot with like a bunch, like, you know, like all of you guys like assembled, like looking like you're about to go to battle. You know, we already knew, but lots of verticality. Like, there's one shot where like Link like has something in his hand and he like goes, it's like a rocket. He goes like flying straight up.
Yeah.
Him like jumping across the tiles in the air. It just looks so, like, it really looks so cool. It was just a really well done, you know, trailer and some like little, like cool little like dialogue moments in it and stuff. What is it? Is it Ganondorf that says like you're witnessing the revival of a king or some shit? Yeah. It's fucking awesome as fuck, dude.
Yeah, that also got me into talking to my friends and reminding them that it is a very stupid Zelda. Because I don't think Breath of the Wild is. I don't think the Breath of the Wild universe has been placed in the Zelda timeline, right?
I think it's before everything.
It's the first. It's
before
one.
Everything, but yeah. Like, yeah. Because I'm like, yeah, witnessing the rebirth. I'm like. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it never means anything to them, because for the most part, you're always meeting him for the first time. But I'm like, this really doesn't mean anything. It's like, they don't know who Ganon is. But yes, that's neither here nor there. But no, it looks really good. I think this is, I mean, a month out, I think this is what they needed. People are now on board for this, and that's all you can really ask for.
Can't wait, dude.
May 12th.
Yeah, we're 4 weeks out. We calling in sick that weekend.
I totally blank forgot that it was today, but Sony had a state of play, I think devoted entirely to Final Fantasy 16,
which not the biggest Final Fantasy fan, and I think I'm the only one who watched it, or.
I completely blanked on it, so.
It is not what I would expect from a Final Fantasy game. It looked more like a Bayonetta DMC than it did anything else, really.
Definitely more action heavy, yes.
Yes. Action heavy than you get. Like, I know previous games had summons, but like you fight with them and like battle. And I'm like, oh, this all seems so Bayonetta, like the giant kaijus that you control. And I honestly, that part of the trailer did not look that interesting, because it's just like, oh, you're not gone, and it shoots a barrage of missiles at the next thing, and then you just dodge it, and you shoot more barrages of missiles. I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem that fun, so I'm hoping there's more to it than that. But this is what they showed. I'm not the biggest Final Fantasy fan, so I don't know like what to expect. I was just surprised at what it ended up looking like.
I will have to watch that trailer, it's a not trailers aren't 20 minutes long, so I want to see what that's all about. But let's see what else we got here. So there was some more news. Ubisoft Plus now available on Xbox. Cost more than Game Pass Ultimate.
Yes, that is insane. How is that possible? How did they come up with this number? I don't understand.
I thought it was included with Game Pass until today.
Yeah, right. I did too, Earl.
I thought that was the rumor, was that it was going to be part of Game Pass, and no, that's not so much. Now maybe there'll be like a discounted rate for if you have Game Pass, but then again, it kind of seemed like it was for all, like you were, if you subscribe to it, you got it on PC, you got their like cloud-based stuff, and you got it on Xbox. Like, it's not an Xbox specific service.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like EA Play, but that's bundled in with Game Pass.
Yeah,
right.
I thought it was going to be similar to that.
But the first thing I did when I saw the price was like, okay, how much is that per year? Okay, that's more than it would cost me to get 3 full-priced Ubisoft games at launch.
They're not going to stay full price at launch.
Well, when was the last time I bought 3 Ubisoft games in a year? Have I ever bought that many?
Yeah, I mean, there might have been a year where there was an Assassin's Creed, a Far Cry, and something else.
That's the thing, is like all their franchises I'm pretty sick of, except I like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I like Assassin's Creed. I didn't like the last Splinter Cell. Far Cry has gotten kind of old and stale.
I like Rabbids. Whatchamacallit? Mario Rabbids. Yeah,
That wouldn't be included on this because it's on Switch. It's not.
Yeah, true. And this is how much per month?
$17.99.
That's so high, dude. From what, like, I mean, yeah, they got like a decent amount of games, but like, dude, that's no.
Right. Anybody who's a fan of Ubisoft has most of the back catalog anyway, and they're always on sale. Like, why would you
save your money and you can buy all these games for $17.99?
Exactly.
The other thing, and I think this is what you were getting at, they don't publish enough. Like, Microsoft publishes or he's worked with enough third parties where there's at least some constant content for Game Pass.
Yeah.
You don't have that. Ubisoft has published what this year?
I mean, I'm assuming you could dig into their back library, but still, it's just
But
they have like five or six franchises, and okay.
Yeah.
But then what?
Like, the problem with the back library is how often do you use the NSO?
I like it. I play it.
No, but how, like, I assume that most people, you probably, Pokemon Stadium came out this week. You check it out, and then you kind of move on.
I mean, I'm hoping for more stuff.
So
I check it. I still have that Metroid to play through, but I've played through a couple Game Boy games now.
So for
when they come out,
right? Well, for 2023, Ubisoft has published one game so far on the Xbox, a game called Oddballers. I don't know what that is.
Also,
that is it for Xbox. That's actually it for any console, or that's it.
They've, great time to launch.
Right.
Well, they spent all of their time on launching this other thing for Xbox. They didn't have any time for actual game making.
They launched a new Settlers game on PC in February, and then everything else they have planned is for the rest of the year.
Yeah, even crazier than that, now that you mention it. Because Just Dance just went to subscription model, so they're not even doing Just Dance annually anymore. Like, I think Just Dance 2023 or whatever it's called was like the last like Just Dance game, traditional game.
Like making, yeah. The other thing to your comparison there, or to your point, Earl, like Nintendo Switch Online is $50 for a year, you know, and it's includes their online service. It's like,
and that's an add-on.
Like, yeah.
Is that the deluxe version?
Yeah, no. I think the regular is 20. I keep it, dude. You get the Mario Kart DLC, like,
right? Well,
I'm not saying it's not a good deal, but I'm saying that, like, I don't get it for like the retro games. It's a bonus. But like you don't get these stuff to, like, dig through somebody's back catalog. You dig like I don't like Game Pass is mostly for new games. Like, I'll dig into like 360 games here and there. But for the most part, it's for like, oh, I want new stuff.
Sure. I mean I'm sure that's the case by and large for most people. But I do really like I get really excited about Nintendo putting their Game Boy and Game Boy Advance stuff on there, and I do play them. So,
and I get that, and I dig through. It's a great way to find co-op games to play with friends and stuff like that. Easy games that are quick, but like that is a rarity. It's an exception, not the norm for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think most people, my friend who lives down the street, he gets the Nintendo Switch Online so he can play Mario Kart online with us or whatever, you know. Like, that's it. He's not going to do the $50 version. But whatever. Good luck to them with that.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense why you would launch it, you know, as is right now for $18 a month. Like, why wouldn't you launch it next to Assassin's Creed? At least you could maybe leech some subs that way.
Why does Assassin's Creed not even be on it?
They launch all their stuff into it. So
okay, I was going to say, because I mean, on the same note, I don't know if you have this in the news, but one of the things this week is that Spider-Man is even PlayStation Plus.
Yes,
I will never know what the tiers are, but it's even one of the tiers.
It's the higher tier. It's it's leaving PlayStation Plus. Period. But you have to have a higher tier to even get it.
Yeah, that's what I don't know which one it is.
Essential maybe, but then I don't know. I just upgraded my thing. I don't know what I just got whatever the big, the most expensive one was, just to get everything, and I don't even know what the hell that is. Let's see, PlayStation Plus, it is premium is the highest. Then extra.
Oh, extra. Okay.
Then essential. These are terrible titles for.
Yes, they are.
Yes. So that's weird that a first party Sony game is leaving. Like, I understand other games like cycling out of their, their membership, but their own game cycling out of it. That's a little weird.
Yeah. It doesn't. But it is what it is. But and again, that could also be a whole different beast because, licensing, we've seen it time and time again with Marvel games and with sometimes you don't have the rights or it expired. It happens. So it is still super weird. Like one of your major first party titles is even your premier service in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Xbox did just have Quantum Break left briefly. I don't know if it's back up yet, but Microsoft immediately came out and said the reason it was removed was because, licensing deals, they were reworking on getting them renewed. I don't know how a major company like that, lets their own stuff lapse.
We forgot.
It's kind of funny.
That one guy in finance went on vacation and nobody knew his password, so they didn't know how to re-sign the contract until he got back. Like, some of that sounds ridiculous, but also I know some of that is how corporate worlds work.
Oh, 100%. My boss was on vacation last week, and evidently he's the only person that can sign checks in the entire company.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Our payroll checks are fine, but he is the only one that can sign any other checks because they are done in-house, not like we use ADP for payroll. So everything is done through them for that. But any vendors, anything else that we need to check for, he's the only one that can do it. Our CFO can't even do it. It's like,
that's weird. I guess that's a control thing.
Yeah, well, it's a they can't get the software to work on newer computers, and he has an old computer and our old controller. We still have his computer, so they're the only two computers in the entire company. We are a $1 billion company.
What happens if they stop working?
I guess we're fucked. I don't know. We're changing systems in July, so my boss was like, I hope nothing happens to these two computers in the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Say something like that out loud. You're going to summon it.
Are you sure there's computers? Ours is paper, and last year for our gala, the only person who could sign, it's that weird work from home thing where you should always make sure somebody's in the office. The two people who could sign it were not in. One person was on vacation. And we actually had to have somebody drive out to Staten Island with all these checks to bring them to their house to sign because nobody else in the organization could sign them. And it's like, this is a system that we need something. We need better. We need to do better.
Yeah. It's also makes zero sense.
So, yeah, that was a fun one.
You guys want to hear what Ubisoft has? Supposedly for the rest of the year?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Yeah.
Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
No thanks.
The Crew Motorfest. The Crew guys. Everybody loved that racing game.
Right. Let's bring it back.
Mighty Quest 2, I don't know what that is. Looks like it's a mobile game. Rocksmith Plus.
Oh.
Skull and Bones.
Is Skull and Bones still out? Is this like the actual...
No, that game is a myth.
It's listed as to be announced, to be determined. But currently it's listed as 2023. It's probably not.
It's going to come out the same day as Kill the Justice League.
Same day as Beyond Good and Evil 2.
As you've seen, to Kill the Justice League's credit, the reason it's delayed is because you saw it and it sucks. Skull and Bones you've not seen.
Well, no, they showed off a bunch of pieces of Skull and Bones and people were like, what the fuck is this?
Suicide Squad. Wasn't this game came out of like Assassin's Creed 4, right? Like that was when this was announced. Like, oh, we're gonna make a whole game just on the part,
which was pretty cool. It was fun. Like I would take a game of that, but
they just
then again,
to make a full game out of it.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though. You had a full game out of it. It was called Assassin's Creed 4, and it was pretty good. But you're taking all the rest of the other parts of it out. That added like other elements to the gameplay, and it just doesn't work.
This game has been in development for a decade.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if anything, you should say it's gonna come at the same time as Beyond Good and Evil 2, because I think they're pretty much neck and neck for their development time.
I think Beyond Good and Evil 2 broke the record for the longest time in development.
From Duke Nukem Forever.
Yep, I think that happened sometime last year.
What was that? God damn, Last Guardian? That was like a...
That was in development for a long time, but...
Yeah.
Duke Nukem Forever was like... But Duke Nukem Forever actually came out. Like, I don't know that Beyond Good and Evil 2 will ever come out.
No, I don't... I don't know. I really don't. I would not be surprised at all if it never did. Like, I'm not holding my breath.
But Last Guardian was in development for 9 years.
But it came out, which is the important thing.
It did come out, yeah.
And Chris, you ended up liking it. It was decent.
I mean, I could see why. Like, it originally started as a PS2 game. And then I think it skipped all of PS3.
Yeah.
Beyond Good and Evil has been, I guess, rumored to be in development since 2003. 2007, I'm sorry.
When was it actually announced? Because it's been a while since it was announced, too.
The official announcement was 2016.
Yeah, that's a long time now.
It's been 7 years?
Yeah.
And that was that trailer that, like, even Jeff, you were like,
"It just doesn't look like
not look like Beyond Good and Evil."
You know, you want like another, Beyond Good and Evil was kind of like reminded you of Zelda or something. Like looking at it, you know, the gameplay was a little different, but I don't know what they were going for with it, and
to be fair, still don't. They don't either. That's why this game is announced. So. Yes, it is one of those things.
Let's see what else we got here.
I think this is just kind of a novel piece, and I guess we can bundle this together with the other Mario news. But Super Mario Brothers Ground Theme became the first video game added to the National Recording Registry. So kind of like this is like a landmark piece of music. It is now kind of recognized as such.
That's cool.
The what?
National Recording Registry. It's kind of
no, like what song or what?
Oh, the Mario theme. Song.
Like the main theme.
Like, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Okay. Yeah.
What is it? It's not called the ground theme. I think they call the athletic theme. Is what the main themes are called in the 2D game.
That's what I thought you said. That like the underground, like do 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 do.
No.
I was like, why would they choose that over something?
Yeah. No, I look at the headline, it says ground theme, and I mean, but I think, yeah, I think most people, I mean, you call it the main theme, but I think officially in game, they're called like the aesthetic theme or something like that. And then I guess, again, like I said, bundling in with the other news, as of this recording, we are, 8 days into the run, Mario Brothers has officially become the highest grossing video game movie of all time, which apparently not a high bar to cross.
what is it at today? Do you know?
I think as I saw, it's just under 470 million.
It's a good run.
Yeah. And again, it's first official week. It's only done one weekend, so we'll see how it's holding up over this weekend. But I mean, it may end up being.
I don't see it not holding the crown this weekend.
It'll hold the. I don't see it being dethroned until probably Guardians in 3 weeks. There's really, like, this weekend's packed, but I don't think there's anything that breaks out.
It's all like small stuff.
And I won't see anything after that until Guardians. But I meant, I think it may end up being the highest grossing film of the year. There is not a ton that is on paper right now. That the only thing that I think can surpass it now that I've seen in the trailer is probably the Marvels. I think Guardians may end up being underneath the ass one. I don't think either of the Guardians films have done $1 billion yet. The Fast franchise is kind of on a decline. I think the last one did just under 800 million.
Has Aquaman now, though.
Aquaman Aquaman is such a weird one because I think DC is in such a weird state right now. Granted, that didn't matter with the first Aquaman, but like, yeah, that has a possibility to break out. But the big problem with Aquaman really would be that, like, a big part of Aquaman, and this is the same thing with Fast 10, is China helped buoy that. China did a really big part of that movie, and China's just not been very receptive to Hollywood films since, like, a pandemic.
No, I meant for Fast 10 that Aquaman was in it. Aquaman does come out this year, right? Aquaman 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Tony and I saw Mario. We're not going to talk much because Earl, you're going to see it this weekend. But Tony, like, non-spoilery thoughts, although I don't really think you can spoil the film. But...
Did they save the princess? Or wait, it's not even saving the princess.
You don't need to save the princess in this.
No. The princess is pretty badass. She does not need saving. But I really enjoyed it. It was everything that I hoped it would be. Like, you wanted sequences that called to all, like, different kinds of Mario. And you wanted... All kinds of Easter eggs and, like, fun little things that kind of expanded Mario in ways you hadn't thought of. And, you know, you have Chris Pratt as the everyman, which I kind of, I heard people describe him as a Mario that kind of falls into things and accidentally becomes, he seems more capable than that. I think he does seem kind of like a hero type person, and that does come across well.
He definitely stands up for his brother.
Like, yeah. I think they're trying to, like, make him more like Emmett, who is that.
Yeah.
In this particular, like, he is very aggressive. He never gives, it's kind of, there's kind of some fun, like, brotherly love messages in there that are cool. But my kids adored the movie. They thought it was great. They think it's the best thing ever. The Luma, best character ever. I'm really waiting for the Luma movie. We definitely need a Luma movie. I really enjoyed it. I really thought it was a lot of fun. Everything I hoped it could be.
Yeah, same. I mean, we'll get Earl's opinion when he comes back from seeing it. There's not much plot, but there's enough to string it along. And
there are things like, you're like, why are they doing this now? And why are they doing this? I don't understand what just happened, but it's fun. I wanted to see that in the movie, so it's good that they're doing that. I don't know why they are, but they are.
Yeah, it's like, let's strings along to get from set piece to set piece. And the set pieces are great. It's super colorful. Looks great. Most of the voice acting is phenomenal.
Very
good at the very least. There is one character that's like, this isn't great, but it's fine. It's not Mario. So
I've heard one character in particular, a lot of people did not like the voice acting for, and it's very funny because I think it's not, as far as I can tell, it's not a major character, But it's like a character where like I saw the cast and I'm like, I don't understand this choice, and it sounds like he didn't either. So,
we're I believe we're both talking about Cranky Kong.
Yes.
He is a character that is in the film a good chunk of. I don't think he's not awful, but it is like a weird choice. Like it's a weird delivery.
Yeah, especially with somebody named Cranky. But yes, I am excited to go see it this weekend. I was sad, and because apparently you got IMAX for a week, so they're taking it out of IMAX for. I'm assuming it's gonna go back.
What is going in for IMAX?
Susumi. It's like it's an anime film.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But I'm assuming that it's gonna I'm assuming it's gonna reclaim IMAX after next week again.
It's like, what is Renfield or the Pope's Exorcist? Like getting IMAX? That's nuts. But yeah, fun. I hope you enjoy it. Jeff, I don't know what you're gonna think of it. Like it's very much like it is a kid's cartoon movie that is entertaining enough that I was like, yeah, this is fun. This is what I wanted out of it. There's no deeper meaning to anything, but
I don't know that I needed to have that either. I don't know that I need it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's
what I need? The 1993 movie. Can't watch it.
Oh, really?
Like it's just buried. Yeah.
I will say I do love that, because as a person who has indulged in questionable movies for quite his I've been banging the drum of the fact that that movie does not exist online at any official capacity. It hasn't existed online for like 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
It was purposeful.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it is. Because the only way you can buy it is there's a DVD, and I think the DVD sold out on Amazon. The DVD sometimes go, I got it for like $3.75 because we watched it. I've watched it several times, but I watched it earlier this year for a friend's birthday, so we bought the DVD so we can all have them. And yeah, it's never been able to be purchased. It's never been on the streaming service. You can't rent it anywhere. There used to be a copy. I don't know if it still is. There used to be a copy on like archive.org. There was also a few years ago, a bunch of diehard fans did a used kind of director's cut from like deleted scenes and work print footage, which is about, I think, 20 minutes longer. I've seen that version as well. It's very rough because, again, the footage does not mix. And I mean, they're not going to salvage it. It doesn't become a super remarkable Mario movie. I still find it a very fascinating film, but it's not a Mario movie.
Interesting choices were made.
Yes.
And evidently lots of cocaine.
Yes. You could get the DVD for $5.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a Blu-ray on Amazon.
I think it's a European one, and I don't think it pays in American regions. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the cover is in, I think, and Spanish.
And there's some not in it as well. But like, yes, it seems because it's a Disney movie, I believe.
See, like I would prefer getting it on Blu-ray.
Yes, but I will pose this question to you folks, as this has come up a lot in the past week as well. It's like this is super successful. You know, like we named highest grossing video game movie of all time, but it's also one of the biggest openings ever for an animated film. Like some people say it's the biggest, there's some discussion because some people count the 2019 Lion King film, Disney counts it as a live action film, even though all the characters are CG, whatever. But remarkable numbers. It's going to be one of the highest grossing movies of the year. It's probably one of the biggest movies of the post pandemic eras. But video game movies are here now. But I'm like, there's really not much that's comparable to Mario in that space. Where it's like, yes, Mario did well. Mario has 40 years of cultural cash. It's also kind of been a property that has only existed in video games for 30 years.
Did you see the post going around that people were dunking on that guy was like, oh, they should start
Nintendo Universe.
Yeah, it's Nintendo Cinematic Universe, like, so like, just like Marvel. Yeah, it would build up to like a Smash Brothers movie. People were dunking on him so hard. I felt bad for the guy almost, but
it just doesn't. It.
I don't think that. Like, first off, don't do that. But I also like no other thing that Nintendo would make. Like, let's say not a connected universe, but like, okay, now we're gonna do like a Zelda movie, and you know, it's its own thing. I don't think anything makes as much as the Mario Brothers movie. You know?
Yeah, the next thing is like.
So it's like, I could see them doing a Zelda, because I think that would do okay.
I've not seen the movie, but from what I've gathered from what it sounds, I assume Donkey Kong's enough as a possibility.
Yes, very much so.
Luigi's Mansion down the road, maybe. I mean, a big one is still you have to do a sequel to this one.
That's the most likely thing.
But yes, I think, because it's like, okay, Mario did well. It's like, oh man, Zelda's going to, like, Zelda doesn't have the same cultural cache as Mario does. And Zelda, I assume people would be a bit more offended if it is as basic as a Mario movie is.
Although it would be great if I could get like my R-rated Metroid movie directed by Brandon Cronenberg or something. Fucking give me that.
That's not gonna happen.
Like, what I imagine is gonna happen is like somebody's gonna like, oh, we gotta get Pac-Man now. We gotta get a.
There's a Pac-Man movie coming. There's a CG Pac-Man movie.
We already had one. It's called Pixels, starring Adam Sandler.
No, but there's an actual Pac-Man, like where Pac-Man is the main character. That movie is coming.
Oh, okay.
In the next couple of years,
I'm wondering if the folks at Paramount are just like, oh man, we need to do this Sonic trilogy, and then we need to do like a full CG Sonic movie, because the Sonic movies do well, but like there's well, and then it's like, oh, we could be doing so much better.
There was news about the Sonic movie. I don't know if it was legit or not.
It's a joke. I retweeted this, and I think the joke went over a lot of people's head. It's a joke about the fact that like Sonic 3 became Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
People were just running with it. I'm like, oh, I think people were
tweeting.
That
must have been your retweet that I saw. Yeah. I was like, oh, I took it at face value. I got the hearing,
people were taking it seriously. I mean, one, they said it's because they have to rush for the movie's not out until next Christmas. I guess
I'm not familiar enough with Sonic 3 is the thing. Like, I did not, you know.
The Pac-Man movie is going to be live action like Sonic.
Okay. See, again, I could see that because Sonic did well that you, like, okay, this is a formula we can use. You have the CG character in the real world or whatever. But, like, I am wondering how many people are like, oh, man, no, we need to do, like, a full CG movie.
So would you be down for Brandon Cronenberg's Metroid?
I mean, I would watch it for sure.
Or who would you put on that? I don't even know.
But I mean, I guess that's the other rub. It's like Mario's doing well with Sonic, but we've not really had a live action video game movie that's like, oh man, yes.
The Last of Us. I mean, it's not a movie, but
not a movie.
I mean, that's the other big. You know, that was the other thing. They're like, oh, video games have arrived now, and I was like, with that, it's like. Yeah, dude, because it was like a good story. That's not very common. Yeah. Like,
you picked the one game franchise that is written.
It felt like
specifically
a,
in like that a TV style, show. Yeah. And then Mario comes along, who is the biggest character.
The movie could be total garbage, and you know, just because it looks like a Mario cutscene, like fucking kids are gonna be like, yeah, hell yeah, you know,
exactly.
I'm not saying it's bad either, by the way.
No, and it's way better than, you know, I think what anybody was kind of expecting. It's what we hoped for.
Yeah, because from what I gathered, I mean, I was pretty much in the same camp. It's like. I mean, of the animation studios, I don't think Illumination is necessarily the top pick. I don't think it's the second pick, or third, or fourth, or fifth.
You know, maybe they're right for the material.
I think they were the right choice for this.
They worked out for this, but I mean, like, when you heard the announcement,
Pixar magic happened.
Right.
I don't know if I need to cry.
But you think Disney, you think Pixar, you think DreamWorks, you think Studio Ghibli, Maybe even Warner Animation Group. You think, okay, Sony Animation. Like, Illumination is like Despicable Me and Minions.
I mean, that like the other thing, like, yes, Despicable Me, Minions, but they do like The Secret Life of Pets. They did Sing. These are films that are massively successful.
No, they are super successful, but like, again, like, I think people think, like, you don't think quality necessarily.
No,
and I mean, to be fair, that's also
what they were aiming for here.
That's good also enough. True in this case, because yeah. Like, I mean, it is a, I mean, it's not uncommon, but it's a very fascinating to see the divide. Where, like, I will say it has crawled up. I think Mario's 46 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not at 57%, which is a decent crawl up. Because usually, if you start, you know, you're probably going to go down. But like, the divide there is like, it's a 96% audience approval.
That is a crowd that enjoyed the hell out of that movie.
Yes, and it's like, as there are people I know who don't like it, and a lot of them are. Well, no, I can say movie people, and I get that. There are people who, like, I get it. Like, you know, like, this is a kid's movie. It's what you expect. I get that doesn't fly. Like, there are movies, and then there are movies, and this does not sound like it's very much of a movie.
This movie is not advancing cinema.
Like, this is a 90-minute popcorn film.
Yes. Like, whenever somebody asks me what I think, it's always, it was so fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I don't use the word good. That's not, like, it's not like, I was, like, overwhelmed by the character development and the plot and, the, like, all that stuff is bad.
It I don't fault a critic for giving it a bad review, though.
No, and I was
thinking, saying, like, what if this was a good animated film? Like, what if it was, like... more engaging, you know.
I don't know if it works.
I don't know, because we'll never know.
You're right, we won't. But I think, like, I don't. Mario's not. It's not a character. Like, no, that's the thing. Right? None of these. They're caricatures. They're icons.
Yes.
And I don't know if, like, you giving them depth or anything. Like, there's a little bit of backstory with Mario and Donkey Kong. You know, they have like a link in their hardship, if you will. That's super generic.
Like, I hear you, but then I don't fault a critic for watching this movie and then going, this is not very good. You know what I mean? Like,
and I think last week, and I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that. I think I think Tony made a good point. It's like, there are times that we go see movies. There are movies I will objectively say are not good movies, but I have an absolutely amazing time with them.
Yes.
I love Street Fighter the movie. Not a good movie. I will never say that's a good movie. Ton of fun. Amazing to watch. But would I recommend it to somebody? No. It's fun, but it doesn't mean like it's something you should check out. There are movies that I think are great that I don't recommend seeing this to people. I think it's a great movie. Very impressive.
I'm saying, though, that there's a possibility, and again, we don't know because we haven't seen it, and I'm not writing it, but like, there's a possibility that it could have been better than what it is. Like,
yeah, and I would not be surprised. I'm very curious to see what happens when this movie comes to home release. So I imagine some cutscenes and stuff. I would not be surprised if there's like 10, 15 more minutes of character development where Miyamoto and Nintendo just say, no, it's just this works.
Well, look at, like, going on. I don't even mean character. I just mean a more a clever movie. Like, you know, like I don't know. Look at the Lego movie. The Lego's not a character. Then the Lego movie kind of blew people away with like how like fresh and clever it was. You know, like,
I think the difference with the Lego movie though is Lego itself is built on a it's built on a building block. Horrible pun, but of creativity and imagination, right? Like, that there is no set. This is what Mario, like we know what Mario does. Lego can do anything. Yeah. Mario can't do anything because Mario has to stay within the bounds of what Mario is.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that it should have been the Lego movie, but I'm just saying, like, we'll never know because what we got is what we got. You're right. But like, you know, there maybe could have been a more clever script.
Oh no, Ed. Again, I think it's also harder for you and I because you and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. And again, my expectations for what it's going to be, it sounds like lined up with what it was. Like,
there probably could have been a more clever script. There could have been funner dialogue. You could have worked out the transitions from set piece to set piece better.
That's like, what I've heard a lot of people say.
Can I say something though? I did hear that it uses a lot of like licensed music. And is that true for one?
It does. It does.
Is. And, and it's appropriate. It's appropriate.
No, but it dude, is. There's so many great Mario tracks.
I don't disagree with that, but we know that.
Let it stand on its own. Like,
no,
use that music.
Absolutely not. Those people that are sitting in there that have played one Mario game, their kids watch it. They're not watching it for that. And the music that they pick is highly appropriate for what they use it for.
It does work. It does work.
And you could use this cool Mario Kart track. It will not convey the same emotion that these songs do.
This is Shrek, the Shrekening.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say this.
Don't you dare make fun of Shrek! How dare you?
But I was also gonna say it's weird that people are at their breaking point with this movie. Maybe because it has so much iconic music. Because it's been a staple of, Pixar's done films that have used, maybe not as much, but they've used music. Disney does it again, not as much, but there's pop songs and what Atlantis and. Crap, what was the other one from the early 2000s? But they did Brother Bear. They do stuff. I mean, what? Not Elton John. Phil Collins did all of Tarzan. It's not uncommon. The one I will give them credit for, and again, I've not seen the movie, but I've heard enough, is like Hold Enough for a Hero, for example, because that is, I watched Tetris and I watched the new Shazam this weekend, and both of them back-to-back had Hold Enough for a Hero in a scene.
It is funny that everyone chose that song for this year. It is fitting for the scene that it is in this movie, though.
Switching topic slightly, how do you do the Zelda movie? Would you do it live action or animated?
I would do it animated because I think I think that the world looks kind of goofy in live action.
Yeah.
I
do it in Wind Waker style.
Yeah, okay, why not?
That's what I was just thinking. Like, my heart says I want it to be live action, like Lord of the Rings shit, but then...
That's going to look so goofy, man.
But also,
then people are going to compare it to Lord of the Rings. They're going to be like, what the
fuck? If you did it super high quality, but like, also my brain is like, I don't think Zelda's that interesting of a story either. And maybe this works better as like a Wind Waker art style cartoon movie. Like,
yeah, and I think a lot of people are overcomplicating Zelda. Just take a game. And you could make one movie, you could make a bunch of movies out of it. But pick Ocarina of Time. You could do like a Young Link movie. You could do then end that and then do like an Adult Link movie for the sequel or something like that. But I would do that. Either that or, what is that? The people who made Kuribo and the Two Strings or Monster House, they have a really fun CG style. I can kind of see that where it's kind of like, if you did like Twilight Princess of Oak or Majora's Mask, where it has like that really off kilter style, but yeah,
do it with Majora's Mask the movie.
But I don't think you can start with that, Jeff. You need to build people up. To
that would be a good like part two. That would be an awesome like.
But even outside of like Nintendo, I was just like what prop? Like, again, there's Mario, possibly Sonic. Chris says there's already a Pac-Man movie in the works. I think there's a Minecraft movie in the works with The Rock.
God.
And then I would not be surprised if somebody tries to dig up Crash and Spyro. I keep on wanting to say Ratchet and Clank, and I forget there's an actual movie already.
Yep, that wasn't great either.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Again, the problem with some of these, and I guess it's not a problem because The Last of Us worked. It doesn't say Punch Out is very much just Rocky. It is an underdog who.
I don't need any of these things made in the movies, to be honest with you.
Oh, you don't need them. But I mean, again, money talks. You don't see a movie make almost $500 million in a week and a half. and not get
paid. I just don't think you're replicating that with anything.
No, I don't think you are, but that does not mean you won't try. Because, you know, there's some executive, some shareholder now being like, okay, what video game
license
do
you have? Maybe Minecraft makes some money, you know?
I mean, you could do something with Minecraft along the lines of, like, the Lego film, right? Like, it's built on creativity. You can do anything in the Minecraft world.
Pretty much, I guess. Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
So, since I have open, I'm just going to run through these real quick, and then we can move on. Well, for the rest of this year, Five Nights at Freddy has a movie coming out.
What?
Yeah. Even though we already got one with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Which was dumb.
It's coming out in October. It's coming out in theaters, but it's also coming out, I believe, on Peacock Day and Date, they announced.
Maybe I'll watch that then.
And we had the Gran Turismo movie coming out this year.
That is true.
Wasn't there one? Oh, that
Neil,
was
Neil Blomkamp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Need for Speed was with Jesse.
I know. I never saw it, but
it's not great. It has nothing to do with Need. Like, when you think Need for Speed, what do you think?
Street racing. I guess. I don't know.
No, it's like some, like, he's like getting chased. Like, I guess there was Need for Speed the Chase or whatever it was on the run, or something like that.
You needed speed to get out of there.
I mean, honestly, so you have the Fast and the Furious there, right there. I thought it was going to be a member of that. It's like, no, it's an actual.
That's gotten away from even that, though, like, right? It's like a weird action.
They're getting back to it.
Yeah.
Who knows anymore?
Dude, when we were in the theater and the trailer came on for that, the new one, Melissa goes to me, is Fast and Furious like a sci-fi movie now? Like, what is it? I was like, I don't know, dude.
It's like a sci-fi action film now, I guess.
I was like, I have no idea, Melissa. I don't care.
They don't need to. I don't know when this is coming out, but it's filmed and they're doing reshoots, Borderlands.
That was Eli Roth, right? But then he got fired or something?
I don't think he got fired. They're doing reshoots with another director, which is always a great sign that you did a bang-up job.
When I think of Borderlands, I think Eli Roth.
Do you also think Kevin Hart?
Will Eli Roth's Borderlands come out before Eli Roth's Thanksgiving?
I think Thanksgiving will come out first.
I forgot that was happening.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this year
now, which is why
I'm down. I'm down for Thanksgiving.
And also just tying to Mario, Trapper played by Jet Black in this movie. Okay, so there's Sonic 3, which is out next Christmas. Right now, I think it's competing with Avatar 3. That would be a fun matchup. Minecraft is in April of 2025. And then this is just, these are movies that haven't been announced. Who knows how far they would go. The first one, I don't think the game's still around. Crossfire.
Isn't that what just got pulled?
Crossfire Days Gone, X. Days Gone, Death Stranding, Dead by Daylight, Duke Nukem.
Days Gone? Firewatch. Like the motorcycle game?
Yeah.
They're making the game that... didn't that guy like who directed it or something go like haywire because he said nobody, like the critics hated it and...
Honestly speaking, I think this was a lot of these movies are announced with people attached and then nothing ever comes to it. But I assume a lot of this was like Sony looking into their bags and being like, oh, we own stuff. We own a movie studio. Let's try making that. I think Uncharted did not do horribly at the box office. It's actually, I guess now it would be, it's like number five or six highest gross. And it did over 400 million during the early pandemic.
It was perfectly.
Fine. It was fine. It was usurped by the last city like a month later, but that's just me.
Yes, I agree.
Duke Nukem, Firewatch, Ghost of Tsushima, Gravity Rush, Jak and Daxter, Just Cause, Just Dance, Metal Gear, Mortal Kombat 2.
I was like Mortal Kombat 2, like they but they did just make another Mortal Kombat movie. Yeah. That I had forgotten about.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot who I saw saying it. Like, just do Mortal Kombat movie where it's just a tournament. Like, and
good. That was the first movie. That's why it worked. That's what the first movie
was. It
the original movie, yeah, the original, not the new first one. Movie.
The first, the, that because it's the only one that works because it's just a tournament. Everything else has to get into. No, we just have a bunch of people fighting for an hour and a half. It's
yeah, but that one was like PG-13 or something, wasn't it? Yes. Like, yeah.
Yes. I understand the reason for gore and stuff, but I actually do think that. I mean, we'll see. But yeah, I actually.
Dude, give me the fucking Mortal Kombat, the raid.
I was actually going to watch the new Mortal Kombat this morning, this afternoon, and I just got to be like, I don't remember if I like it or not. I just don't remember it.
I had fun knowing that it was not very good.
It's not good, and it's not like so bad that it's enjoyable. It's just like there.
It was cool to get fatalities and stuff.
There's some stuff that's okay in it.
Like Chris said, there's a Pac-Man film, a Portal film, a Rabbids film, another Silent Hill film, a Saints Row. And again, a lot of this stuff is stuff people probably just picked up and are not going to do anything with it. Space Channel 5, Space Invader. They just actually, was it this week they announced a new Street Fighter film? Did we talk about that last week?
No.
Legendary Pictures, the folks behind... I mean, they're behind a lot of stuff, but a lot of it was like they did the Dark Knight trilogy, they did Pacific Rim, they did Godzilla, the new Godzilla franchise.
Are they making it live action?
Yes.
Okay.
Streets of Rage, Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell, Yakuza. So again, these are stuff that people have just said, like, yeah, we're gonna do it. Oh yes, and there's that new Resident Evil CG movie out this summer. People are excited because it's the first time I think the main characters are all together.
Yeah, I saw like an image that looks like it was all like Resident Evil, the Avengers.
Yeah, which is so weird that they've never done that in video games. At least not in like a story context where it's like you have all these characters that people like. But again, if you follow movie, if you follow especially franchises, there's a lot of things that get announced or in production that's never.
Still watch that BioShock one, man. Wasn't Del Toro supposed to do that? That would have been fucking. That would have been so good, dude.
I almost feel like Del Toro is just the movies he could have done as long as.
Can you imagine it? He like if someone was gonna make it work, dude. I think he would have done it. Like,
would have been visually interesting at the very least.
He doesn't miss, man. He doesn't miss.
A lot of video game movies, though.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's just movies. I assume we'll also see an uptick in TV shows soon as well, with The Last of Us doing so. And I mean, people give credit to The Last of Us, and I'm not taking anything away from it. But I mean, I think Castlevania was the one that got there first. I think Castlevania is a fantastic animated series, and I think it did the games a ton of justice.
Yes.
But The Last of Us was something that broke through to people outside that people would give a shit, you know?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think a lot of like regular people were like, yeah, Castlevania, the show.
Well, and it was just the very nature is that it was animated, kind of like in an anime style. Like it wasn't going to attract the boat. But yeah, it is. It's a fantastic show. It just it didn't have that push. People are like, oh, like the curse is over. Like, no, there's been good stuff. Like,
yeah, and to be fair, I think this is because the same thing that happened with comic books. The curse, like. Calling a spade, there are some stuff I don't expect to be good this year. Like, it doesn't, like, I think the curse has been over for a while. Castlevania, Arcanine, I think the first two Sonic movies, Detective Pikachu, Uncharted is unoffensive. Castlevania, The Last of Us aside, Pokemon's been doing its thing for 25 years. I'm not saying it's the greatest show in the world, but it's entertaining.
Right, like it's mainstream enough, like that it's lasted for 25 years.
So. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, sticking with some Nintendo stuff, Earl, you said you might try to go do this. Nintendo has announced an event called Nintendo Live, that's going to take place in Seattle this September. It sounds like they're running their own kind of conference.
Like, well, my first gut instinct was like, oh, this is Space World Return. But I do think it's probably going to be closer to not PlayStation Experience when it started, but like PlayStation Experience to the end, where it's just like you kind of go and you demo all like the latest, like not even probably new games, like maybe Tears of the Kingdom. I can see Pikmin 4. Like, I don't think it's going to make, oh, where you go for announcements, but nice. It's kind of like a PAX adjacent Nintendo thing.
Yeah, it could be fun. And then one other piece of news that I have here, Jeff may be the only other one that cares. American McGee said Alice is dead.
He was rejected.
Yeah, he was trying to make Alice Asylum, which would be the third Alice game. And EA has said, no, we're not giving you money to develop it. And also, since we own it, we are not allowing you to license it out to get funding elsewhere. So EA, to their side, said Alice is a very vital part of our catalog. So vital, they haven't done anything with it in like 12 years.
You lying liars who lie about lying.
American McGee has said he is done with games now due to this, and he is going to go make toys, I guess. His family runs like a toy company or something, so. It's a shame. I enjoyed both Alice games. Jeff, I remember you liking the second one, at least. I don't know if you played the first one. I think we lost Jeff.
Jeff opts out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so just two pieces of news real quick. First one I don't think we care about, but it was all the rage yesterday, so I figured we might as well talk about it. What is it? Redfall is launching with I forget the names of them. It's the
quality mode.
Quality mode. No, it's not the quality mode. I think it's the maybe it's the quality mode, but like what, 30 frames per second?
Yeah. And not the performance mode is the one.
Oh, there we go. That's 60. Yeah. And people were using their minds, and I'm just like, I get it. I mean, at this point, I can't say I don't get it. I understand that people, I'm just like, I really still don't care that much about frame rates, where people are just like, oh, this is breaking the game. I'm not going to buy it anymore. And I'm just like,
you weren't going to buy it anyway. It's on Game Pass. Shut up and play the game.
That sucks. But the funny thing is, at least to me, is like people went on and on about this all yesterday, and it was a big to do. And then the Zelda story came up. I'm almost certain that's no more than 30 frames per second.
It's gonna dip to like 20 at some points.
And everybody's like, "Yeah, I'm into it." I'm like, "So it's not. You don't care." I had a friend who messaged me like, why doesn't everybody just like focus on 4K and 60 frames per second? Because these new devices can do it. And I'm like, I said the same thing with this, the start of this generation, the start of last generation. It's not that they can't do it. It's that they don't. Nobody, like, you don't sell 60 frames per second. You sell better graphics.
Yes.
And if that means you take a hit on your frame rate to get those better graphics, you're going to get those better graphics, because at the end of the day, that's what people care about. They don't care if it's like 4K or 8K.
Shit needs to look good. Like,
yeah. And it's not, it's not even a video game thing. I mean, we went through almost an entire decade where people were switching to like HD TVs. One, a lot of cables still kind of, not anymore, but a lot of cables still kind of produce stuff like 720p or 1080i or whatever. And I think a lot of stuff actually still doesn't actually broadcast in 4K. Over the airs, because most people don't care or don't notice the difference, because you need a big enough TV and a far enough distance.
I'll tell you, you know, I own a lot of 4K Blu-rays, and I there's times I can tell the difference, but I've kind of reached the point where I'm like, I don't know, if Blu-ray is like $8 to $12, and it looks pretty good. I just want the 4K because I know that is the best. But like, how often I can tell?
The two times I can tell the difference It's like if you go between them right away, like if I'm doing like a 4K and then I got to do a pre-rate, you can usually tell
it's
the
difference. It's so minor though. Like
it is. The other way I can tell, and this is more just TV, like it's not an issue as much, is like 4K takes a lot more to calibrate to actually come off properly. Like sometimes if you don't calibrate 4K on your TV or your device, it looks really washed out and weird because like 4K is essentially just a really fancy term, at least for movies. Where it's like it's just like different doing the lighting well, and if you don't do it, some stuff will be really bright, some stuff will be washed out, some stuff will be dark. So you have to find that right balance, so everything kind of pops. So I remember like the first time I did it on my Xbox or something, like a bunch of like water was like super green, and I'm like, I know this water isn't green in this movie, so I had to play around with that setting. But other than that, I'm like, and of course, if I ever watch a DVD, which I still own, so.
Even to me, I guess I'm weird for being like a snob about stuff. It's like I think DVDs sometimes look okay. Like that, you could definitely tell more so than the difference between Blu-ray and 4K. Though the only thing I ever noticed with 4K is like sometimes like the colors are really vibrant, like you know, like they really will pop. But like,
but you have
to okay. Do I really need this guy's? Do I really need this guy's red jacket to really like? Pop out like more, like you know, is that worth paying $40 for this versus 12? Or you know what I mean? Like it's.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know how we like segued into that, but
was there another yes, news story?
The other piece of news was that Media Molecules is ending live support for Dreams.
Is that another one we need to add to the Death Watch?
Now, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Did it ever
I was going to say, I think that Dreams lives on. I think it just means that like they will no longer kind of support it with new updates.
Okay.
So it's not like the game goes away. It's just that, like, this is it. This is like, we've done enough updates. You folks have your tools. And then, so I don't think they're shutting it down. Again, I could be wrong.
But they're not bringing it over to PS5, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so... So
they're working on a new game, yeah.
I guess it will die at some point when PS4 stops.
R.I.P.
But not this year. You live, Dreams. You live. All right. Well, you guys play anything this week?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, what did you play? Yeah.
I've mostly played PGA 2K23, I think that's the official title.
Okay, the latest 2K PGA game.
Yeah.
Not the EA game you trashed last week.
Yeah, because that was so disappointing. And I was looking around on the you know the store on Xbox, and the PGA 2K23 was on sale, pretty deep discount. I thought it was before for like the Masters, you know, because it was last weekend or whatever. But I think it's just part of the spring sale. So if anyone is actually interested, you could probably still get it for $25. And that's the game that came out. I think it came out in like October of last year. So it's like you know, it's their newest.
Did you notice if they were bundling it with NBA? They were doing that earlier this year.
There is a bundled version you could buy. Yeah, but that's not. I just got like whatever, like the game itself. It was a bundle. It was a cross-gen bundle.
Hmm.
So I could technically download the Xbox One version, I guess.
Oh, and double up on the achievements, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Right. So yeah, I've been playing like a lot of that, playing through the PGA Tour on that, like their version of it. I think it's neat that that's one of the few sports I can think of where it's like you have two competing games out there right now. And I think that
checks out.
I think it blows away EA's game. Like I'm sorry, like EA has things. Over it, like you know, they have the Masters for one, like that license, which I guess only they can have. And I do think maybe the graphics are a little better on EA's game, but like the thing that 2K gets right for the most part is the gameplay. If like in general plays like how you would expect a golf game to play, whereas the A game does not. So that that's been a huge plus. It does, and this is something I said, I think back when I played 2K21, where it's like, initially it doesn't feel right, but they have enough options that you could adjust to make it feel better. Which, you know, EA, you're just stuck with their completely broken game. And this, you know, you could adjust it enough. Both EA and the 2K game have this weird thing, and I think this might actually be new to the 2K one as well, where there's like a tempo part of your meter. So, you know, you do your swing like most modern golf games, and that it's just you're using like one of your analog sticks to swing.
Mm-hmm.
And most modern golf games kind of judge like how straight your swing is, and these do that. But both of these new games also judge your tempo, like your timing, like the rhythm of your swing. And I'm going to say like 98% of the time, it's either going to say you're too fast or too slow, like, or just, you know, fast or slow. Which, like, you're aiming your shot, you know, you're like doing your drive off the tee. And because your timing isn't perfect, like, it fucks up your shot. Which, like, sucks, dude. Like, I think Sean put it best. It's like, if I wanted to feel like real golf where I just suck ass, I would just play real golf. Like, it shouldn't be that hard to pull off a golf swing. You know what I mean?
And this was something I think we talked about a little bit last week. And this is for all sports games. Like, you don't play these games because you want, like, a full sim experience. I mean, some people may. But most people just want it because, like, they want to experience, like, playing on professional courses or on professional fields yeah. with professional players. But they want to feel like they are good. They want to get that power trip out of it.
Sports games should be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think before they had all these computing power to do all these physics and stuff, they just relied on making the game fun. And now it's like, no, but we can make it totally real. That's like, dude, but it's not, this doesn't feel good. Like, I shouldn't have to, like, be banging my head against the wall trying to figure out the timing of my swing. Like, it's just, sure, put it in there as a thing that you could turn on. But here, it's like, here and in the EA one, like, that's, like, the default thing, and it's, like, really hard to get down. Like, I think both me and Sean turned it off. And immediately, me and Sean turned it off. We're like, oh, this feels like a golf game now. This is fun. And so I've been having fun with it since turning that off. The thing that sucks, again, like I kind of praise the 2K1 for being super customizable, but it does have one drawback for me, which is like what I like about a golf game. Like, I don't need the swing to be hard or any of the mechanics to be hard, but I want all the mental stuff to be there. And unless you play on the pro setting, which is like one of the highest difficulty settings in this, like you don't have to factor elevation in. Like, the game like automatically does that for you. Like, I can't even see the elevation. I can't see, oh, the green is 15 feet higher up than where I stand right now, right on the fairway. Like, it doesn't show it to me at all. And I'm just like, I go into settings, I turn it on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, where is it? Am I missing where it says on the HUD that where the elevation is? And I did some Googling, and it was like, no, you can only see, it only displays elevation if you're playing on pro setting. Like, I'm like, that sucks, dude. I want to factor in all the things that, you know, that you need to do to play golf, but I just don't want it to be impossible to actually play. And you can't really do that. So that's kind of like the one, well, not the one. This game has a few things. There is one other issue I've run into a lot, and I hope Sean listens to this, because I kind of wonder if he has had this at all too. It's like sometimes the swing will stick, if that makes any sense. Like, you pull back on the stick, but the meter on the screen just gets stuck, like you know, not even a quarter into the swing, and you just like it just gets stuck. Like, and so I have to like try doing the swing like a million times. It doesn't happen like on every hole. It's not my controller, you know. But just sometimes it happens, and like you'll have to like keep trying till it keep trying your swing until it unsticks, and then maybe once it unsticks, you fuck up your swing now because you were so just trying this thing over and over. I have Googled it. I saw other people have that issue too. So and other people are like, oh, maybe it's your controller. Maybe there's an update. Like, no one knows what the fuck it is, but.
So it's just like a weird glitch.
Yeah. I think it's a weird thing that they've never sorted out, which is kind of fucked up for how long the game's been out. But it's not like really ruining the game for me. Like, after I have turned off the swing tempo thing, you know, even with this issue occasionally popping up, I am pretty much dominating the PGA Tour. Like, I turned up the other golfer settings so that they're more competitive with me. I still end up beating them by a few strokes every round. So that's how it should feel. It should feel like, oh, I might lose, but I'm going to win, you know.
All right.
Anyways, it's decent. I don't think anyone here is a huge golf fan, so I don't think I have much more to say about it.
Well, I'm glad that you found a golf game that mostly works.
I will, just as a final note, say I do think that the best modern golf game is Mario Golf on the Switch. I'm sorry. I think that game is so mechanically sound, and it is deeper than I honestly expected from a Mario Golf game. Like, the mechanics are there. Hey, guess what? You have to factor in elevation in Mario Golf, and a game that consistently works, and the swing doesn't stick. The courses are imaginative. It just doesn't have the thing that like you kind of want is the real courses and the real golfers and all that. But
I don't know any golfers. Like, outside of Tiger,
I do from playing these games, and I did watch the Masters this last weekend. So that's fine though.
Enjoy. You play anything else besides golf?
You know what? I did play one other thing that's not really worth mentioning. I think I joked to you the other night, Chris, like, hey, Super Monkey Ball's on sale. I fucking, for whatever reason, bought that Super Monkey Ball game on the Xbox, even though I already own it on the Switch.
Oh.
So I played a little bit of that again, and the real short story there, to keep this brief, is that that game, like, a big part of those games when they came out on the GameCube was like the party games, like the, you know, the golf, the pool, the billiards, you know, whatever.
Right.
Those, the bowling, I don't think any of those like mini games hold up very well. And then sadly, like the best one, Monkey Target, in the new version, I feel like they fucked it up somehow. Like, it just doesn't feel right. I do still think it's worth getting, though, Chris, for the main game, which I think you would really enjoy. Like, I'm still surprised you have not tried this out, right? Like,
no, I did buy it.
Did you?
But I have not played it yet.
So you bought the one that I'm talking about, though, like the one that's like a kind of a remix of the first three games.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you'll be disappointed with the mini games. I think you'll be like, yeah, okay, they're going to really play this.
Right,
but the
courses look fun.
Yeah, I think the main part of those games is a really cool arcade game. Like, that sadly, like, it's very challenging, very quick if you're playing the story mode. Like, by the second world, it gets pretty hard. But you can play a challenge mode, which is like basically it breaks them out into like the progression that the first three games had. And those are pretty easy for a little bit before they get tough. If you try it out ever, which you should do since you bought it.
Yeah.
I think I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about it. But that's kind of my thing on that game is, like, it was cool that they did the original games right here, but it's like sad that, like, I think the multiplayer, which is what everyone remembers being fun, I don't think that really holds up anymore. I think the reason to play this is for the courses.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it.
All right. Earl, you playing anything?
What have I played this week? Well, I finally got my group back together, so we got to play more Halo Infinite co-op. Mm-hmm. My opinions have not changed. Well, it's just a ton of fun. Absolutely delightful experience we have been right after, and we're having a ball with it. Game still does not coordinate 4K as well. There are certain counters we have where it's like, oh, this is a big battle. Oh, okay, they're dead. But, I mean, it is what it is. You can't do anything with that, I guess. But, yeah, I do like how... I guess my problem with it now is, like, playing through it now with a bunch of people is that, like, especially in a group, it's like the grapple hook is the item. Like, yes. I don't get the drop shield that often. I don't, like, there are invisible enemies, so I get using the tracker and stuff like that. But, like, just because, like, in order to kind of, like, keep up to kind of, like, kill his ground, it makes more sense to always have the grapple hook kind of equipped. And it's just like, especially, like, I'm just like the thruster, for example, like that was just a thing you could do in Halo 5. The fact that now you have to equip it, I'm like, I'm never going to use this ability. So I wish they would fix some of that stuff. Also, I guess there's a new campaign season. I guess the new season overall started it. I didn't realize they were having like pre-chapter cutscenes and stuff like that. So the big saga going on.
They run for each of their seasons. There's like a little bit of a story piece.
Yeah, so that we got that yesterday. And then the other thing I started was Trin 2. I don't know if I talked about when I played Trin probably the first year of the pandemic with a friend. For anybody who don't know, it's a co-op puzzle platformer, I guess is the best way to put it. There are three characters in the game. There's a wizard, a barbarian, and a mage. You know, one does magic, so they don't really have any. I mean, they can do stuff in combat, but they don't have a ton of combat experience. But they can like build platforms, build bridges, like levitate enemies and stuff like that. Barbarian is very much the ground and pound type. They have a shield to defend attacks, and they can also like throw weapons and break environments. The mage has a grapple, which allows them to grapple, to get around easier. And then they have a bow and arrow, which can strike distant enemies or cut ropes and stuff like that. And you alternate between these characters and their abilities to kind of like get stuff done. Like, oh, you got to build something here so that if this, you know, when you activate this door, it falls down on it. It's not an overly complicated game right now. Having a ton of fun with it so far. It was on sale. I think the four games were on the Switch for $12. So I should hopefully knock on wood be set with that. And I think Trin 5 was just announced sometime recently. So that's coming. And then I think outside of that, again, I guess more Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope, which my opinion on that has not changed. So far, I still think it's a better overall package than the original. I do think it lacks some of the personality of the original with like the weapons and having some of like the more creative bosses, but it's still a good time.
Nice. Yeah.
Love that game.
Yeah.
It's Sony. $30, by the way.
It seems to be $30 every time I look now.
It's worth $60. Like, I think it's a great game.
But I mean, if you get it for 30,
do it.
Tony, you playing anything? What game do you want me to get, Jeff?
No, I was just gonna say, Chris still has to play with Monkey Ball, so he can't. Yeah,
he still got. I mean, I can buy anything. Like, it just doesn't mean I'll play it right away. Tony, what have you been playing?
The one big piece of news we skipped was that the newest faction was added to Total War Warhammer 3 today.
Oh, wow, I can't believe we missed that.
I can't believe you guys missed that the Chaos Dwarves are now in the game.
I swear, this is like the same thing you say every week.
I have never once uttered the phrase Chaos Dwarves on this show, Jeff. This is the very, very first time.
It's always the new Total War came out this week. The new War, as they do it every week. You're playing the new fucking.
But
the new expansion.
But last week, Jeff was like, Tony just plays the same two games over and over again. But this week, it's Tony has a new game every week.
It's the same game every week. It's the same game every week.
It's just a new expansion because they release them every week.
That's right. The dwarves are always one of my favorite factions. The only thing that sucks about them is they don't use magic. These dwarves have magic, which is nice because you have dwarves like throwing fireballs in the middle of battle. The only thing is these dwarves are evil. And I always, like, when you play as evil factions in Total War Warhammer, you always end up doing things that are morally questionable. So in this particular case, the big faction mechanic is after every battle, you take prisoners and then you make them into quote unquote labor, which is
sure.
slavery. I don't know why they use the word labor, but you're making these people into your slaves.
Euphemisms.
Exactly. The only thing is there's another faction in the game, the Dark Elves, who they call it slaves. Like, you're taking slaves and you're using them to boost your economy or whatever. The mechanics are different. Like, in this particular case, you can use your labor to dig mines. But, like, it takes it a step further. You can sell your labor if you're short on cash and make money. And it's a little disturbing. I think they maybe leaned in it a little too hard there. I know they're supposed to be an evil faction, but that's maybe a little too much on the evil. The interesting thing about the faction, so you're playing as dwarves. Most of the units in your army, though, aren't dwarves, which is kind of weird. So you have this like really small base cadre of dwarves, and then all of your other units are like orcs and goblins and like evil creatures of various kinds, which was not what I was expecting from the faction. I was really expecting, you know, twisted evil dwarf men, and they're kind of giving me units that I'd already played with before from other factions, which is slightly disappointing. Apparently some of the advanced units, because I've only been playing today, but some of the advanced units are like giant dinosaurs made of iron and that kind of thing. So I'm really looking forward to getting into that part of it. But so far, you know, they're a little disturbing and their units are a little disappointing. So
all right.
I've been told that about myself, actually.
Your unit is disappointing.
Also, going back to the top of what you said, these dwarves have magic. That's gonna be the name of my debut album.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Anything else, Tony?
I'm closing on the end of Company of Heroes 3. Despite all the criticism the campaign has gotten, I'm really, really enjoying it.
So. Good, good. Real quick, I played a more MLB The Show. I ran into a bug. So that there's a mode in it called Mini Seasons where you play in what is called the Global Baseball League, and it's like a Diamond Dynasty thing. So their version of Ultimate Team. It's single player though, so you're not playing against other people, but you're playing against these created teams, like against the Liechtenstein Lemurs or something like that. I don't know, like crazy names, crazy locations to play baseball in, but it's still just baseball, 3-inning games, and there's an achievement tied to playing this mode, except the mode broke at 26 games.
Oh no!
And then Sony came out, I think it's Sony Santa Monica, they were like, we are really sorry, the only way to fix this is to restart it. So that sucks.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. It's a neat mode though. It's like your pitchers lose stamina real quick, so by like the end of the first or second inning, because there's only 3 innings, like your starting pitcher is done. So you kind of have to dive into your bullpen. And it really is like trying to get a run on the board as quickly as possible, because in 3 innings you're done. If you hit the 4th inning, it's a guy on second base for the extra inning rule. And you don't want to get there because, like, you know, then you have to pitch better. You have to play defense better. So it's like a neat mode. It's just like, I hate when something breaks and it's like, you're almost there. It kind of makes you not want to play that anymore. And I played a new game this week, Sherlock Holmes The Awakened, which is the new Frogware Sherlock Holmes game. Frogwares, I did not realize, is located in the Ukraine.
Well, I didn't know that.
They have been under siege the entire time they've been working on this game, which is a remake of an earlier Sherlock Holmes game from 2007, I think. So this is the year of the remake, it seems. Dead Space and Resident Evil 4. And I think there's some other stuff coming as well this year. Maybe
all the best games.
Yeah, they've been the remakes have been exceptionally good this year. This is not to that quality. It is not to the quality of Dead Space or Resident Evil. I don't think anybody expected Frogware Sherlock Holmes game to be to that quality. It is still a very good adventure game. It is structured in a way that, and I think they did this for Crimes and Punishment. I did not play The Devil's Daughter Chapter 1, so I don't know if it was segmented. But it's very much where it's like, here's a chapter, and like you play through that chapter, and it's kind of like an episode of TV, where if you wanted to release this game episodically, you probably could have, except nobody buys episodic content. So if you release the first one, they'd all buy it, and nobody would play 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. It ties into like H.P. Lovecraft and the Cthulhu mythos. So far, it's been kind of globetrotting. Like the first two chapters are in London. Then you go to an asylum in Switzerland, and now I'm in New Orleans. So there's like neat location changes, and architecture is different, and voice acting is different for the different locations. So that's kind of neat. And if you've played any of the Sherlock Holmes games, like it is not an action game. Like you are deducing, you are finding clues and piecing stuff together to solve the mystery. There's maybe like some small puzzles that you kind of have to do. Like I had to put I had to find a pipe and get a syringe and some numbing agent to take out a guard earlier, but like you're not fighting anybody. It is very much just solve the mystery, and that's kind of neat. The story here is pretty good. You know, it deals with the Lovecraft type stuff. So, and that's a budget title. It's $40, so it's fun. And that's it.
You didn't want to talk about Emoji?
Oh, I mean, we talked about that. I think you weren't on that episode, Jeff. I just finally, I wrote the review. It is up.
I listened to your podcast. Yeah, by the way, I think a pretty good solo cast going there. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, like 20, 25 minutes? Like, not very long.
I do love how, like, seriously you will take these. Like, you are, like, giving them their fair shake.
I try.
It sounds like Emoji was not
good. I've decided since Jeff, you declared we are a tier site, tier podcast.
Dude, that's how we're doing recurring nightmares now too. We're
just tiering not shit.
Not out of 10. Not out of 10. It's going to be S tier.
D tier. I mean, you could do F.
We'll do F.
We've never had an F movie.
We'll skip E. We'll have an F tier. Like, we'll, yeah. You know, S through F tier. I think that's right. I think it's very clear. If people understand. Yeah. I understand.
And, yeah, so I put this in D tier. OG Kart Racer, not great. I also sent off the links for everything.
I just love that it's all smiley faces.
It's
or like, so you know, different types of smiley faces.
If you're gonna
do that game, it should be all the emojis. There should be a fucking eggplant that you could drive.
Yeah.
Although I guess that is like a power up on the
Yeah, they're and I I did find that funny. There's a flag that you hit that has an eggplant on it that brings up an eggplant field. And if you hit that, you are a dick. You are being a dick. And that's what the eggplant stands for. But yeah, all the emojis in that game are just smiley faces, which is different smiley faces. But you are looking, when you drive a cart, you're looking from behind.
Yeah, so you said it looks like Pac-Man.
It's just like a circle, like a yellow circle. It's so ridiculous. I sent all those links off to the PR because I got that code for that game.
I'm sure they were shocked that you did not love it.
And I'm sure he. So they're also the PR team for that rubber ducky, wave race game. So I sent that. I was like, hey. I mean, just keep us in mind for a code for rubber ducky wave race.
Super interesting. I mean, I kind of love the art for it. I mean, like that little, I don't know if it's cover art or whatever you shared.
Yeah, I mean, the artwork is just terrible.
There's not a lot of water racers, you know, and those are like a different feel, so.
That game is by the same.
It's probably garbage. Yeah,
it's by the same team that did Emoji Kart Racer.
It's a great idea, though, of rubber duckies. I guess kind of a neat idea.
And I think that if they had ironed some stuff out, like if you can get the basic mechanics of a kart racer down, it doesn't really matter like if you have generic courses or not, because like they should be over in a couple minutes. If it's fun enough to play. It'll be fine, but like if you don't have the basic,
it sounds like they didn't have that.
They didn't. No, like the physics were bad. They had a course that there's a course that took over 8 minutes to race. Like nobody wants to do an 8 minute kart racing court. Like
there was one set in space. Was that the 8 minute one?
Yeah, it's so bad.
I thought you were gonna say that. The physics in space were the same as
they are. I should have said that. They are the same. Like the
this space whole game physics. Has space physics.
Exactly. So you get you hit something, you just fly off. But everything's in a weird tube because like they don't want you running off the course. Probably because it would break the game further. I don't know. That game's so bad.
Program like you going down a tube, then
Yeah. But yeah, that's up on the site. Give it a read or a listen if you want out there. There's more of that coming. Normally I'll do it as a fill-in for this show, but new stuff I'll do a special episode of them for.
I enjoy it. I think I've listened to most of them.
I think I'm getting better at it as we go on. Like
it is also awkward to start talk to yourself for a while.
The first time I did it, I was just kind of like stumbling. I think I've kind of found a flow for how to do it.
That kind of works. What I do when I talk to myself is I take notes and like ask questions. It's like not ask questions to myself, but like ask questions so you can kind of answer them so you can have a flow to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. Yeah, it's like, okay, what would people want to know?
Yeah. I think the next one I'll do of that is the new Disney kart racer that comes out next week. Next week, a couple games.
Dead Island 2 comes out.
What was that, Jeff?
I thought that Kart Racer was free to play. I think you said on the show that it's not.
It is free to play. Oh, but, it is. So it is going into early access. And if you want to play the early access version of it, you have to like buy a Founders Pack. It'll launch later in the year. That'll be the free version. But if you pay for the Founders Pack, like you unlock. You get multiple racers to start with, and
to play free though you have to wait.
Yeah, to play free, it'll be later.
What they were doing with the stupid Animal Crossing ripoff.
Oh yeah, the Disney Dreamlight.
Yeah, I wish that was supposed to be free at some point, But and it was free on Game Pass, which is how I played it. But then, like, to play the early access, it's so weird, dude. It's so backwards. Like,
yeah, very similar to that though, where yeah. like you can buy the Founders Pack or you can wait till it
too comes bad. Out. I would like to play it, but knowing that it's going to be free, I don't want to pay for it. So
that makes sense. I looked at like what they're giving for their Founders Pack, and I was like, I'm good with this. Good like, enough.
What is it? How much is it?
I mean, there's like three tiers. There's like a 30, a 50, and a normal priced right. game tier. And like the higher you get, the more bracers you get, the more cosmetics you get, the more in-game money you get as well. So
I hate this future we're living in.
Yeah, it's like why can't you just give me all the characters? And, like, let me unlock them as we go. I'm hoping this one's good. Like, visually, it looks stunning. Like. It looks up there with, you know, Mario Kart 8. Hopefully they get the mechanics down.
I think it'll be better than Emoji.
Yes.
That's a high bar to cross. High bar.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll be better than that. Also, Dead Island 2 next week.
Not better than Emoji.
Getting in that.
Yeah, I did not realize that was next week.
My one coworker, I've been telling him, I'm like, you gotta buy Resident Evil 4, dude. You gotta buy Resident Evil 4. He's like, dude, I pre-ordered Dead Island 2, man. It's gonna be so sick. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, sometimes you just want to take people and shake them and go, wake up.
I've heard good things about Dead Island 2. I can't imagine it being better than Resident Evil 4.
Just listen to me. I know what I'm talking about, goddammit, on this topic.
I mean, I hope he likes it.
Did you beat Resident Evil 4?
Not yet.
Mercenaries is fun. Oh, that's the one other thing I played is Mercenaries. It's fun.
Have you unlocked the guns and stuff with that? And...
No. Well, so far I've been unlocking characters to play as, and there's one more for me to unlock. I got S tier on 2 out of the 3 levels that are available. But that is that's a pretty fun thing that I would probably still be messing with if not for the golf game.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what we're going to have next week. I'm not 100% sure when that Disney game hits. We'll have something. We will discuss stuff.
We're supposed to be a tier list podcast now. Like, where's our tier list?
We do Mario Kart.
Taking a break.
Yeah, I mean, we're holding off for Tony to go on his work trip so we could do Resident Evil.
I mean, we do a Total War tier list.
F tier, all of them across the board.
Well, that's the thing with Mario Kart, it would be like S tier.
Would it?
I don't know how low.
Some of them.
I wouldn't have any D tiers.
I think if you went back to the original, it would not be S tier.
I would say the first three probably would not be above an B tier. The GBA 1 and 64.
Above a B tier. Okay, I could see that.
64 is A tier, man.
I like 64.
We're starting it right now. Here we go.
We'll do it maybe next week.
It is almost midnight here.
Yes. maybe next week we'll do that. Otherwise, that is one we will do at some point. But yeah, we'll be back next week with something. Who knows? Jeff, say goodnight.
I'm going to go finish my conservative dad's ultra right beer and goodnight.